Recycling is something everyone should practice, but many people aren't aware of when they're recycling incorrectly. In this week's Living with Less Plastic commentary, Mary Liz Ingram tours Birmingham Recycling and Recovery and shares with us how to recycle plastic and aluminum properly.
One really hot day in the summer, my friends and I took a field trip to Birmingham Recycling and Recovery. We crossed over the weighing dock and into the office where we met Lee Schaefer, the lady with the knowledge and the kindness to let us visit. Suited up in our neon safety vests and glasses, we toured the facility, passing mountains of recycling from all over the Birmingham area. The sorting conveyor wasn't running, which happens too many times a day due to mistakes in our own recycling habits. Plastic bags are one of the biggest culprits, stopping the work and requiring maintenance. Once the conveyor started up again, the trash from our curbside bins made its way up the ramp where it sorted into separate waste streams. Employees remove items that can't be recycled. Cardboard heads off one end, and an air jet shoots PET, or number one plastic, like water bottles, into a collection area. The HDPE, or number two plastics, like milk jugs and detergent bottles, is sorted by employees, while magnets grab the steel cans. Aluminum is sorted and paper is grouped. The rest that we wish cycle or mistakenly toss in our curbside bin goes to the landfill, costing the facility time and money. The sorted material is baled into giant cubes and sold to manufacturers who make it into new materials. We were happy to find out that our waste is actually recycled here in our region. One of the world's largest plastics recyclers is in Troy, Alabama, KW Plastics. Recycling seems straightforward enough. Look at the item, see the recycling arrows, toss it in the bin. But that isn't all we need to know. To recycle well, we need to stick to the accepted materials for our curbside bin. The best place to find this out is through your city. Most cities, mine included, only accept plastics with the number one or number two symbol, aluminum and tin cans, paper and cardboard. You can recycle more elsewhere, but we'll save that for another day. There are three important rules to remember when recycling: empty, clean, and dry. Things will be made from your recyclables, so be sure to rinse the bottles and cans and flatten your cardboard. It only takes a second. At the end of our field trip, we couldn't help asking, what are the strangest things you've seen here? The lady at the front desk pulled out a new hand puppet, a la Sesame Street, clean, squeaky, with tags still on. While you may not have that much trouble recycling properly, learning what goes in the bin goes hand in hand with living a life with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram's environmental initiatives, visit cleanupprojectusa.com.